And here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
And now stand by for a big announcement. Jay? Jay?
Time for our next name and our one carat Forevermark diamond giveaway, Suzanne Williams. Suzanne Williams, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477. Suzanne Williams, you could win that one carat Forevermark diamond appraised at $10,000 given away by News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's. If you haven't, you should register. Go to newstalk931.com, click on the banner there and submit your full name, and then listen for your name. We're calling out a new name every single hour. This hour is Suzanne Williams. Call us back at 396-5477.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy Father's Day!
By the word happy, we in no way mean joyous, celebratory, or jovial. For if said father feels sad, depressed, or greatly underappreciated, it is his right to feel as such. Also, this once a year or said day in no way insinuates or represents a full year of said father value. For said one day does in no way deem full worth and is never meant to be more represented or celebratory than previous Mother's Day. If said father feels as such, remember that said mother feels she is far more greater in scope and value than said father. Children of said father are not expected to be as emotional towards said Father's Day and not expected to present gifts greater to said father than previous mother on Mother's Day. Again, by if any such words or said message in any way fall short of appreciative communication from family in any way. Again, we say tough, suck it up, and act like you enjoy it. This happy Father's Day message void where prohibited by law.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We will continue to expose Democratic hypocrisy this afternoon. And we're going to have some fun, too, I promise. I'm Greg. Rosie is here, and so is the much beloved and glorious.
And here they are.
That being Terry Adams.
Please clap.
How's everybody?
Great.
It's good to be here.
It's good to be here.
Yes,
yes it
is.
It's good to be alive.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Seen and viewed, as they say.
Yeah. I don't want to get too bogged down in politics. I never do. Sometimes I do anyway. But I just love the way Trump toys with the media.
Oh, he's playing chess and they're playing checkers.
I don't even know if they're up to that. I don't know if they
tiddlywinks or something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he says, well, if I got a call, I'd probably listen to what had to be said, you know. And if need be, I'd tell the FBI.
Yep.
And, of course, they're going... Let me see if I can do this with sound effects here. They're going... Does that explain it? Or would it be better? They're going...
You need a shriek.
Well...
Shrieking goat.
Ape blank was the term I was trying to create with sound effects there, but I guess I came up a little bit short. So they're all going bananas over this, and they seem to forget that one of the key figures in this whole refusal to accept the truth, that nothing happened, there's nothing to investigate, Mueller did not give you what you want, so now you're going to redo the Mueller investigation with your committees and your subpoenas, and basically Bill Barr has told all of them,
screw off,
you know, stop, it's a circus. One way to end this quickly would be for that investigation to start producing some indictments and some perp walks of people we know broke the law, starting with her royal... But let's not forget Adam Schiff, the one that the president calls pencil neck, bug eyes, whatever. You know, this is a guy you look at, and I know looks can be deceiving. This is a guy you look at and you wonder who lives in the district he represents that sees him as a leader. What is wrong with them? These people get elected to these jobs. They somehow find their way. And you see them and you think, what the hell are his constituents thinking? Now, this is from Amanda Head. It's very hard to find this clip now for some reason on YouTube. I can't imagine why. Couldn't be that they're censoring or, you know, eliminating wherever they can.
Boy, howdy are they ever.
There's a lady who goes under the name Hollywood Conservative. Her name is Amanda Head. And guess where she's from? Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
Gotta love it.
And this is her story on YouTube about Schiff looking for new Trump pictures, getting pranked by fake Russians.
Okay, seriously, what is up with liberals' obsession with Donald Trump being naked? It's getting a little creepy at this point.
It really is.
Now, of course, a lot of us thought that the dossier was strange for many, many reasons, but the whole excerpt about golden showers in the Moscow hotel room that former President Barack Obama stayed in, that was just ridiculous. And now we have a story coming out that two Russian pranksters reached out to California Congressional Representative Adam Schiff to offer him naked pictures of Donald Trump. I'm not kidding. So this happened about a year ago when these two pranksters, whose real names I'm probably going to butcher, but they are Vladimir Kuznetsov and Alexei Stolyarov, called and actually spoke to Adam Schiff, who believed that he was talking to a Ukrainian politician. Now, I apologize to our Russian viewers for the name butchering, but over the course of the conversation, this person discusses with Adam Schiff the existence of these compromising photos and how the Russian government could possibly use them as leverage against the Trump administration to force the U.S. to lift sanctions on the Russians. Now, a lot of liberals are defending Schiff, saying that, of course he knew that the call was a prank. Yeah, right. But there are elements of this conversation that seem to suggest that that's simply not the case.
Right.
He even goes so far as to say that our Russian friends could be eavesdropping on the call and told him not to share anything that he wouldn't want them to hear. So Schiff then told the man that his office would work with the appropriate agencies to figure out how we can obtain copies. It also damages their case that a member of Schiff's staff continued communication with the callers after that initial call, continuing to seek damaging material on President Trump. Now, the prankster said that they would transfer the material to Schiff through the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry, but that does not sound like someone who is in on the joke. But you know what it does sound like? Collusion. Why isn't this a mainstream story? It's an American politician digging up dirt on another American through a foreign government, or so he thought, or so he hoped. So why aren't more people talking about this? I don't get it, but we're talking about it here at The Rebel. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. I'm Amanda Head, the Hollywood conservative for The Rebel.
All right, now I get an email from her every day.
Really?
That she features a story. I'm a subscriber.
Oh, okay.
I have not reached out to try and get her on the air, but I plan to, because it wasn't just until a couple of days ago I found out that she's from Alabama.
That's
and
amazing.
I'd love to talk to her to see.
Yes.
What it's like to be out there in Libertardia with all of those idiots and those crazy people destroying their cities and letting disease run amok and poop
destroying
in the streets.
The country.
All the, yeah. How do you survive out there with that? With that element? I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I'm glad I went to California when Ronald Reagan was governor. It was nice.
Good times.
Beautiful state.
Mm-hmm.
And now, oof,
it's over.
The pilots flying into L.A. or San Francisco probably warned the passengers. That aroma you're picking up is from the streets of San Francisco, where people are allowed to do number two in public. And they actually pay somebody $84,000 a year to go around and scrape it up.
I don't know that that's enough money.
No. And there's an app. You can have an app installed on your phone so you know where the fresh ones are.
That
I'm
is
not making this
terrible.
Up.
Terrible.
It's unbelievable. Yet they, this is what they want the rest
yes,
of us.
Exactly. That's their vision for America.
It is. You know, that used to happen back in the 19th century when in New York when people were living in cramped quarters and there was no indoor plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fill a chamber pot and dump it out the window, mm-hmm. not really aware that, hey, this is a good way to spread all kinds of diseases and unpleasant smells.
That's right, Greg. You're right.
So they want us to go back to the 19th century. Ocasio-Cortez wants to, you know, take away the cars and the airplanes so we can all ride high-speed rail, and those of us who don't want to do that will probably ride boxcars to a nice camp they'll set up for us somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll really have the America that they want. And sadly, God, I got a note yesterday from a Facebook friend, one of the few I still have left in Florida. We dated 15 or 16 years ago. Briefly. It was never... It was one of those rare ones where I kind of realized early on, this is really a much better left of friendship. Did she want me? Are you kidding? Of course she did.
I thought you were going to play the
yes,
that you normally play before Chad calls.
Well, I think she did, but... So anyway...
Nevertheless.
Yeah, thank you, Rose.
The one date I remember was... going to see Finding Nemo.
Oh.
I thought it was kind of nice that she wanted to see a cartoon movie.
Yes.
Disney Girl.
I like cartoon movies.
So I get a note from her out of the blue. I haven't heard from her in a long time. And she says, a friend of mine and I are driving up to Memphis and we're going to stop somewhere along the way. And she was asking about Montgomery. I said, got a beautiful downtown. There's a great hotel and blah, blah, blah. Well, I heard that there are dangerous areas there. I said, tell me a city of any size that doesn't have dangerous areas.
Exactly.
You know, I said, to my listeners, will call me if they're going to Chicago to say, what should I see while I'm there and what should I avoid? And, you know, here's the answer to that has not changed in the last 60 years. It's all the murder, all the gunfire, all those shootings are still happening in the same place. They haven't done a damn thing to improve, and they keep electing more Democrats. Except not daily Democrats, more like Rahm Emanuel Democrats who just want
dangerous ones.
Right.
Just want to appease and please and just keep exponentially making all of the city's problems worse. That's a city, at some point it has to go bankrupt. When the average teacher's salary is six figures and you still have the horrendous educational result with their school system, like you do everywhere, you know, it's a problem there too. At some point, some of these places are going to hit the tipping point and it's just going to collapse.
Well, it goes back to what we were taught, the definition of insanity. You know, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the official.
Yeah.
But when I go to YouTube and I put in Schiff pranked by Russians, the only thing I get is that Amanda Head piece, and that doesn't include the audio.
Imagine that.
Yet here's Schiff. Well, there's more than circumstantial evidence of Trump-Russia connection and blah, 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 blah. In the meantime, why can't I play the tape of him listening, as Trump said he would yesterday? Now they're all going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I guess his doesn't count.
Well, they probably scrubbed it, and they're going to claim it never existed.
Now, here, this is 8 minutes long. I don't know why the actual call isn't quite that long.
Yeah, with willful ignorance warrior. Full call. Adam Schiff falls for Trump blackmail Russian prank.
Yeah, they're all 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
Mr. Pat Ruby?
Yes, of course.
Great, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Schiff. Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about it.
And that is documented as well in materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, I would just caution that our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation, so I wouldn't share anything over the phone that you don't want them to hear.
No, I don't think that it will impact on our investigation.
Yes. Well, please, go ahead then.
In November 2013, Mr. Trump visited Moscow. He visited a competition Miss Universe, and there he met with Russian journalist and celebrity Ksenia Sobchak.
I'm sorry, can you explain that again? While he was in Moscow in November 2013, he met with a journalist and...
Well, she's poor journalist. But anyway, she became famous because of Putin is her godfather.
Okay, Putin is a godfather. Okay.
She's also known as a person who provides girls for escort for oligarchs. And she met with Trump and she brought him 1 hour Russian girl, celebrity Olga Buzova, who also known as a person with a strange reputation.
Olga, and how do you spell her name?
Olga Buzova.
Buzova.
Buzova. So
yes.
Olga Buzova is a friend of the reporter Sobchak?
Yes, she's a friend of a reporter, and I think the special agent of Russian Secret Service, Ksenia Sobchak.
That Sobchak is or Olga is?
No, Sobchak is Ksenia.
Okay, and so Buzova met with Trump in New York at some point after the 2013 Miss Universe
yes.
pageant.
Absolutely, and she got compromising materials on Trump after their short relations.
So it's okay for Adam Schiff to do his job for America, but Trump says, well, I would listen. He played them for that, and now that Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House.
No way. End of the month.
Oh no.
She's had enough, I guess.
I was hoping she would find a way to hang in.
She has been through the ringer.
She has, and she stood up to the withering nonstop. Who's he going to find that can be as quick and sharp as she is with this press determined to bring him down?
Excellent point.
That's a big story. God, yeah. I hate to see that.
I wonder why.
The crap that woman has suffered with, getting chased out of restaurants by crazy left-wing sons of people that have zero moral compass whatsoever to be so abusive.
You know, she's a mom, and that may have something to do with it. Good her point. Family.
Yeah, God only knows what kind of threats they get, too.
Family comes first. Races.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to pause here at 3:21. I do want to have some fun today.
Yes, let's.
Maybe the boss will let us bring up his French bulldogs to run around during the afternoon, because they're so much fun. Oh, my God. They're my drug. When I come in the afternoon, before I come up here, I spend about 5 or 10 minutes in the office with Louis Cooper and Huxley.
Huxley.
They're just so funny.
What a great name.
I was going to poke my head in there this afternoon and just say hello, but I heard you in there, so I just went on.
I was just getting reamed like I usually do. Let's take a moment to talk about a great business growing bigger right up the street from Adams Motorsports, Lewis Lawn.
Oh, yeah, I noticed they got a new building next.
Yeah, they've doubled their showroom space, and they're bringing in tractor mowers and other equipment to fill that expanded showroom space so they can offer more products. They've been offering great products for a long time, and it thrills me no end to see the Lewises grow into a position where they needed to add literally double their size. That's just for a local business to achieve that, that's just fantastic. And they do it because they sell great products. They're great people who take excellent care of their customers, both the professional lawn services and the do-it-yourselfers. I know our buddy Legal Eagle, local heartthrob Chad, went there and purchased a mower. That's where I get mine, of course. I wouldn't ask you to spend your money there if I didn't spend my own. And yes, I have receipts. I need to say that. Maybe as much for myself as anybody listening. I don't ask you to spend your money anywhere where I wouldn't put my own or haven't put my own. And I'm a fan of the Toro product line because they've just been unbelievably reliable. I have an 11-year-old Toro that's still mowing the lawn over there in my former piece of heaven in Bellwood West. It's a great product. And, of course, if you get it serviced at Lewis Lawn, full service department to back up any purchase you make. So you're in the best possible hands. And, of course, the professionals choose them because if something breaks, they can bring it there, get it fixed, and get right back on the job because they've got like a 9-month window to make most of their money. And they can't afford to be waiting for days for something to get repaired. So Lewis Lawn takes good care of them, and they'll take good care of you. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. They carry Steel, Toro, X-Mark, Shindawa, all the great product lines in outdoor maintenance. Mowers, blowers, pressure washers, you name it. They got it at Lewis Lawn. 244-9191 is the number at 324.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. You know, we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. Right up the river from downtown is Montgomery Marina. The marina's the spot where you can get down here and rent you a pontoon boat out, park your own boat down here in the slips where you can just jump in it and go out there and cruise up down this beautiful river, get on and catch you some fish. Oh, man, you can get out here at nighttime, get you some frogs. How about that? Does that sound like this? Speaking of frogs, we got them on the menu at the Capital Oyster Bar. That's right, frogs, crawfish, good old catfish. That's all kind of good eating right there. We'll tell you about good times. Down here on Sunday afternoons, Miss Gracie Curran out of Memphis. That's right, we're back up to Memphis again this week. Gracie and her band will be down here Sunday afternoon, killing it. Just got an incredible voice, a high-energy show. So y'all want to check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com. Got a Facebook page you can check out. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We'll be looking for you.
knows you'll do Father's Day right by finding the perfect gift for Dad. We do it right, too, with deals on gifts he'll love and at prices you'll love. Now get a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill or get a Blue Rhino 3-burner stainless steel gas grill for just $99. Whether he's into tools or into grilling, make this Father's Day his best one yet. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/19. See store for details, U.S. only.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Social media,
TV,
billboards. It seems like every day someone's being offended by something. But suppose you're one of the dwindling number of people who can see a social media post and then go on with your life. Try as you might, things just don't offend you. Until now. Introducing Offend-A-Mall. The new drug that helps promote self-righteous indignation. Just 2 Offend-A-Mall tablets each morning, and you're guaranteed to be upset by something before lunch. Best of all, Offend-A-Mall works on certain receptors in your brain, making you use atrocious spelling and grammar when you blast someone on social media. Which means you'll fit right in on both sides, haters and supporters. It's a win-win. So look for Offend-A-Mall at your pharmacy today. If the 17-year-old tech behind the counter can put down her precious smartphone long enough to take your order. That was just a test. For Offend-A-Mall.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
She was here this morning. We got Rosie and Terry Adams here this afternoon. But we're going to do the same story that we found electrifying, and I want to emphasize that I'm not doing this story for any salacious purpose. Well, it is interesting. This is the new... speaking of Russia, I guess Russia's our big topic this hour.
Of course.
Yesterday, Russia held the first ever booty-slapping championship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Now, they had a competition among men, a face-slapping thing. Russia, I guess they... you know, they got a real alcohol problem. there's no doubt about it. They really do.
Can I have some more vodka?
And the Russian answer is, of course...
Duh. Yes.
Duh.
So the men had the face slapping. Man, it got bloody. I mean, you hit somebody hard enough in the face, the idea being that you stand your ground, you know? You don't fight. It's not a fight where it's just whoever gives first, the other guy wins. We didn't want to get that ugly with women. They wanted them to spank each other into...
Essentially, that's what they did, isn't it?
The idea is to spank the keister of your competitor and force her to take a step forward. Now, here's some audio highlights from this actual comment. I'm not making this up.
Hey!
So I posted that story on Facebook this morning. Will this become a thing in America? Will we be seeing pay-per-view butt spanking?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
William B., our critic at large, says, damn! And then Todd laughed at William B.'s, damn! Chuck says it already has. It's called football. They do a lot of butt padding in that game.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
There's a lot of, I mean, but it's not for pain. It's
attaboy.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Aki says, next Olympic sport. Somebody named Rusty says bikinis. I have no idea what that means. Hmm. Catherine says we're heading towards, oh my goodness, let's just call it public PPS and leave it at that.
Well, yeah.
Mike says, okay, I'm on board. Is this available on pay-per-view? Told you. See, I don't read these ahead of time. I just go through them and see what's there. And,
uh-oh.
And Ronnie Lee says, well. So this is the world we live in, you know, and I don't know who comes up with this, but isn't it amazing? They have no trouble. The women, take a look, Terry. These are farm girls.
Not what you think of when you used to think of Russian women.
No.
These are beautiful women.
No, this is not 220-pound Olga Bushtacek.
No.
Who's had 14 kids and, you know, bales hay during the day for...
It's more like Natasha here.
Yeah, these are models and athletes that participate in this. Watch, it could be a thing, you know. Stranger things have happened.
Amen.
All right, and then, look.
I didn't say a word.
I know. You're so nice. There is something else going on in the world of medicine that we need to address. And we will in just a little bit.
Okay. That's a tease, folks.
That's what it is. Also this afternoon, something we could just chat about. 25 episodes that changed TV. Some might say for the worse. Some might say for the better. At the end of it all, do we really care? I don't know.
We may have seen some of those episodes.
It's very possible. I think there's a couple on the list that I have. But again, I like to react spontaneously. So I see the headline, and then we kind of go through the story a little bit. The most annoying flight passengers, Father's Day spending. And by the way, there is at last an effort, and Budweiser is running a commercial to push it, celebrating stepdads.
Hey, good idea.
I'm a stepdad myself. It's a responsibility I wholeheartedly embrace and love. In the same sense, my daughter has a fantastic stepdad, Marty, my daughter's mother's husband. He has been, you couldn't ask for a better guy, for a stepdad. So he and others that step up and don't, well, that's really not my responsibility. There are a lot of good guys out there that just, you know, it's kind of like Father's Day in general just doesn't get the love that Mother's Day was. And I understand that. I'm not whining. But I think it's really cool that Budweiser is spending money to promote some applause for stepfathers.
I agree.
Which is good. 3:34. Now, Dad, if you're tired, if you feel like you could use a good natural kick in the keister, more energy to enhance every aspect of your life and your relationships, let me recommend a call to 296-1662 to Infusion and ask about things like cryotherapy and IV vitamin therapy, which can immediately begin the process of enhancing your life.
Okay,
whether it's low energy, maybe you've just worked incredibly long hours and your body just feels depleted, you feel run down, IV vitamin therapy can hook you right up and you walk out the door feeling better because everything goes straight into your bloodstream. And man, they have a beautiful lounge now set up at Infusion for the IV process. And it's great to see. You'll see half a dozen people in there chit-chatting while they're getting whichever IV vitamin cocktail they ordered up to enhance their life. Also, something to look into, CryoSkin 3.0. This is a process where they, and you don't feel a thing. It's very comfortable. They measure your waist before they do this, and then they measure it after. This device, you really don't feel anything. They just go over the area where you want to destroy some fat cells. It breaks them down under the skin. They kind of explode. That's the term Ryan Turner used when he was here. And your body disposes of them. And you lose an inch in one session. You can also target things like annoying cellulite or upper arms where no matter how hard you work out or whatever, it just doesn't go away. This can make it go away. And it's a much safer and cheaper option than cosmetic procedures. So it's worth looking into. 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. Talk to the ever so awesome and lovely Lori or Ryan Turner and learn more. Oh.
Yes.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was sitting in Hamburger King the other day and looking at Boom Magazine and ran across your article on meeting with Fleetwood Mac and...
Oh, Big Mac and Fried?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow, and it was at Hamburger King.
It was in Hamburger King.
I am honored to be in this legendary place where I would go every once in a while if it was, just wasn't in such a... It's not open when I can go.
Understand.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, the reason I'm calling is we had similar experiences.
Tell me.
I had a friend. I think you said you were there in 77 when this happened.
Yes, that was in Chicago.
Mine was either 81 or 82. I had a friend. I was living in Birmingham. I had a friend there, a girl I met, and she lived in Phoenix, but she was from Birmingham, and she called me and said from Phoenix and said, "Hey, you got to come out here to a party." And I said, "I'm coming to Phoenix to a party." And she goes, no, you got to come." And she was persuasive, and I bought a plane ticket and wow. And went out there. And she wouldn't tell me where it was. So a friend of hers was in television out there, and he's how the invite happened. So we get in the car and we drive and go into this gated neighborhood, and it was at Stevie Nicks' house.
Wow.
Yeah. And none of the other band members were there, but it was Stevie and I think maybe her brother, if I remember. I may be not remembering that right, but seems like that's right. And then, of course, you know, a bunch of people she knew and, you know, and folks like me that didn't know anybody.
That's so cool. Was she as nice?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the most surreal thing to be in her home and standing in her kitchen talking with her.
Hey,
and
you got a better story than I do. I was at Hefner's mansion. You know, thousands of people went to that place. Not too many have been to Stevie Nicks' actual house.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
Wow.
You know, it was actually pretty cool. But, I mean, she was just as... Just like anybody else you would meet, pretty much. I mean, I'm standing there and, you know, and would say something and she'd laugh or giggle or something, you know,
exactly.
And you're thinking, okay, she's kind of laughing at something I just said. Just
Nicks. She's smiling. I got my arm around her and she's smiling. She seems to even enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it was the strangest thing. I just couldn't get over how short she is.
Yeah, she is petite.
And
tucked her right into my shoulder, man. Her hair was like up to where my shoulder was.
Yeah, that's about the same for me. And but yeah, it was a fun evening, and now none of the stuff you described at the mansion was going on there, or if it was, it was in another room. I didn't, you know, help myself to wandering around her home.
But, I don't think the band put those party favors out, so to speak. I think that was Hugh Hefner's doing.
Well, I'd heard that she was kind of into that for at least a period of time, and
had
some medical issues from it, but. But I didn't see any of that when I was there. Mm. I mean, there was some alcohol out for people to drink, and she had a ton of food catered in, so nobody even remotely went hungry. I mean, there was literally everything you could possibly want, you know, to eat. But it was actually a pretty low-key, kind of relaxed event, and everybody was real casual. And
you know, the only thing that could have made that better is if you were at Stevie Nicks' house and they were serving Hamburger King.
There you go. But anyway, I just really... thought it was neat when I was reading your article, because the way you described her was exactly as I remember, you know, and the one brief, you know, time that I got to, the evening I got to spend at her place. But it was a pretty interesting house, not real huge, you know. You would think it would be, you know, it wasn't mansion-like. I mean, it was a nice home, you know, and and again, I didn't go all the way through it, you know, and but it was a little understated and low-key and very comfortable, you know, home. So
wow.
and just very livable, if you will. So,
well,
yeah.
First of all, I very much appreciate you reading the article. And for those of you who are listening, this month's Boom Magazine, my column is called Big Mac and Fried. It was about a party at the Playboy Mansion in 77. And our caller here is basically saying when he met Stevie Nicks, he had found her to be the same way. Unassuming, fun, and humble, really. I mean, just really cool. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, man, to both read it and to share your story with us.
Well, Greg, good to talk with you. You guys take care.
Thanks.
Okay, bye now.
Oh, I should go home now. How does it get better than that? 3:41. We do have our first look at the roads this afternoon, which is forecast your local news, and then we're back. It's the Thursday Mush Booker with Greg, Terry Adams, and Rosie.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at the River Region roadways this afternoon, and we see a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It's busy around Baptist Hospital. We also see a bit of a crowd around I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. If you are on the interstates, everything looks great. Everybody's up to a speed limit ride. Just watch the traffic around you. We do see some crowding around the East Chase area, so if you're on Taylor Road, look out around Vaughn Road and out at the Atlanta Highway. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Today is the final day of the 2019 Alabama Disaster Preparedness Conference happening in Prattville. The purpose? To learn from this year's devastating tornadoes. Today, leaders and the public are focusing on the topic, structural performance and mortality in the Lee County tornadoes. And the municipal court in Georgiana of Butler County is having an amnesty day for the first time ever. People are going to court today from 2 until 6 to have their punishments reduced for various offenses. And Protecting Our Elder, an event happening today in Wetumpka teaching people the signs of elderly neglect and fraud, especially when it comes to caregivers. And starting Monday, drivers expect some delays on Zelda Road, but this is a good thing. Zelda Road is getting repaved next week, and there's even talk about adding sidewalks. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-license class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, Bo Goodson at charter.net.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And that's my dad all over. Yes, he's a real goober. That's my dad all over, and I'm glad he's mine. Each night after dinner, he loosens his pants. If you think that looks funny, you should see him dance. And that's my
to say.
Shut up.
I think it's a very significant story. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. Mm. And I'm sure the president is very saddened by her decision, although yeah, it's like the boss here said, I love you, but the one person I dread leaving is Mary. She's the one that ran and balanced all the radio station commercial time and traffic and all that stuff.
Tough job.
And we were lucky that LaDonna Brooks was available and had experience. I'd rather lose you than her. I don't know that you can replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And it's disgusting the way that woman was treated in public. Can you imagine the outcry if conservative groups, or how about starting with Adam Schiff, had following him around when he's with his family into restaurants, screaming at him inside, making a scene. These people are nuts.
They are.
They're beyond contempt in the way they behave. And they don't give a damn whether what Trump is doing is helping the country or whatever. They just hate him, and they don't care what the cost is. We got to get him out.
It's all about them.
But they met their match with her. Yes. And that's going to be a tough, tough replace for the president.
And she's always been a class act.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Always carried herself with strength and dignity.
Well, look who her father is.
Yeah.
She gets it honestly.
Tanker torpedo attacks in Hormuz. U.S. blames.
Oh, God. Please, no. Not that.
U.S. says Iran is behind torpedo attack on American-linked oil tanker and bombing of second ship.
Not good.
No. Some, you know, that's some appreciation from Iran after we gave them $150 billion in cash.
Yep, small bills on pallets.
Yeah, different currencies, too.
Thank you, Obama.
Yeah, we really got our money's worth out of that deal, didn't we?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So that's another story. We'll probably hear a little bit about that on Fox News, which is minutes away, and we'll continue our run-up to Father's Day with some of our happy hour classics. Where is everybody? It's been a quiet day.
They're all on the roads.
Yeah?
It's crazy out there.
272-9228. We talked about that this morning. St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup 51 years. The thing I saved. Oh, I'll save this for next hour because I wanted to ask you. We're all waiting patiently for Bill Barr and the people that are part of his team. We want to see the names we know committed crimes against this country that tried to exercise a coup d'etat against this president, abusing their power in the most vile, treasonous manner possible. When are we going to see something on this? We've been listening to a hoax for 2 years and the Mueller report, and then the Mueller report didn't hand the president's head over on a plate, so now they're investigating the Mueller report and wasting time and energy and taxpayer dollars because they can't accept defeat. So what in your realm of sources, Mr. Adams, are you hearing about this?
I don't think you want to know, but I'll tell you.
I do want to know because you look into these things from a different angle.
Well, you got to look at where Barr came from. He came from George Herbert Walker Bush. Barr is the lawyer they called on to shut down the church committee hearings on the CIA's illegal activities in the 70s. I don't know that Barr is what we hope he is. Now, the other guy, the one that he appointed, it's a different story. I have some faith in him, not so much in Barr.
That's the, what's his name?
Exactly. I can't call it either. I can't remember anything.
Just reading it an hour ago, and I can't remember it.
Yeah, Barr scares me.
He looks pretty vicious.
Yes. So let's hope he does the right thing.
I mean, anybody that's paid attention knows this whole Mueller investigation was based on a falsehood that they spied on Trump with permission given by a FISA court based on evidence that was bought and paid for by the DNC and Hillary Clinton, specifically the Steele dossier.
Which was created by the Crown in London. The MI6 created the dossier. This is going to tie into so many different countries because Trump's not a globalist.
You know,
he hasn't been initiated, as what's-his-name said. And he's not one of those that wants to see the New World Order and the One World Control System. So everybody's trying to get rid of him because they don't like him.
The New World Order people are losing on every front. They're losing in Italy. They're losing in other countries where nationalists, like there's some kind of a crime.
Yeah, to love your country.
Yeah, you know, the media's tried to make the term nationalist. They've equated it with racist and every other nonsensical thing they're always running around accusing people
of. They love twisting the meaning of words.
Because they can't win the argument. That's the problem.
Not straight up. No, they can't.
All right. My buddy David Blackman that we talked to last Thursday while you were here.
Yes.
I've heard him express his impatience at waiting for something to...
Well, I think they're going to throw some underlings under the bus and maybe a few mid-range, but I don't think we'll ever see Hillary perp walked. She's just too high up, too powerful. I hope I'm wrong.
You know what would happen. They would have their...
there'd be riots everywhere.
Riots and their protests and all that kind of stuff.
She's just a vile, contemptible human being.
I don't understand. Well... They couldn't draw flies when people had to go out and pay and see him when they did the silly tour a month ago. And she's still blaming her loss on the Russians and misogyny and all this other...
Well, you have to understand her and Bill, by covering for MENA, Arkansas, the little airport there where the agency's flying in airliner after airliner full of cocaine. It's a fact. It's Freedom of Information Act. It's a fact. That's where they got their chips, their big chip to... playing the big game, and she cashed hers in, but she didn't get what she was supposed to get. So she's very, very upset. But call it divine intervention, whatever you want to call it, somehow Donald Trump won.
Yeah.
I think the reason Trump won is because that was when WikiLeaks was releasing stuff Seth Rich was feeding them, and we knew what they were up to, and I think they were afraid to do their normal cheating.
No question that Seth Rich was murdered.
No question.
Due to a Hillary Clinton connection.
Oh, also,
information yet.
Have you heard about the two senators or ex-senators that were murdered?
Yeah, what's the story with that?
To the Clinton Foundation. They were both looking into pedophilia, serious pedophilia, yes, and then tied to the Clinton Foundation.
And in concert with that, have you noticed how the media is subtly pushing the normalization of that?
Yes.
That that's just another preference.
Oh, if Clinton had been elected, it'd probably already be legal.
Are they tied in with the two police officers that died in New York?
Yes and no. Those two police officers were two of the eight detectives that saw what were on Wiener's laptop.
Okay. Oh.
He had a folder said insurance policy, and in that folder was stuff that made hardened detectives cry. One of them threw up.
Wow.
It was sick kids. And, yeah, I think they're cleaning house. So maybe there is something. Maybe Barr is going to do something, and they're just taking care of anybody that could testify against them.
I really don't want to believe that America is ready to accept that as a normal behavior.
God, I don't think they are.
I don't think they are either, but they're going to push it like we are.
I know one thing I'll be doing sometime between now and the 24th is getting my car to one of Don Duncan's locations.
Good move.
Getting it checked out. I might even need new tires. I don't know. I'm about 5,000 miles on mine. And with a 1,500-mile round trip to Florida, it might be time.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to... Well, I can't get stuck in Owosso because it's not off 231 or I-10 or I-75, but I sure don't want to spend... relive the nightmare I had. And what was the name of that... that little place at the north end of the turnpike. Tiny little town. And I've got literally an engine that's billowing smoke.
Ooh.
And I'm completely at the mercy of the one gas station there.
Ooh.
And I'll never forget that. That was probably the most horrible day, or in the top three or four of the last 15 years for me. You prevent those kind of situations from happening by getting your car to Don Duncan, letting their master technicians do the diagnostics, change the oil, make sure all the fluids are right, check the wipers, the brakes, safety inspect everything before you begin your trip. They make it so convenient. You drop your car off, they'll get you to your next destination and get you from that destination back to your car. Just order it up. Let them know that's part of their customer service that they have designed to exceed your highest expectations. True wholesale pricing on tires, too, which lowers the bite. So you'll always get a straight deal from Don. At three locations, Highway 14 and twice a day, Millbrook, behind the McDonald's. You got Don Duncan on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison, which is ideal if you work for the government. By the way, somebody sent me a PDF today of Governor Ivey. Announcing that July 5th will also be a day off except for essential personnel.
Why?
Because it's after the 4th and it's on a Friday.
Oh, okay. I get that. Okay.
And she says those who don't get July 5th off should be allowed time off at the earliest possible convenience.
Well, we're really cutting back on our spending, aren't we?
And add that to the... look, maybe we're a little envious. It's nice because if you go to work for the state, you know you're starting with 2 weeks vacation and about almost 3 weeks of state holidays.
And they've done that.
State and federal holidays combined. 359, and we're totally okay with that. We know many of you are underpaid and overworked, and there's a lot of people that work for the state that do the jobs for three people because
true.
The others are sitting around filing their nails and hocking a chinook and doing nothing. I hear that all the time.
Supervisor.
I got to believe there's some truth there. All right, now let's listen to Jay Scott get drowned for the 8,000th time.
A1 Plumbing.